Welcome to your daily devotional, June 16th. And such were some of you. Reading from the first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 6, verses 9 through 11. Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you. But you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of God. This passage is a dagger to those who are living a lifestyle of sin, and yet would like to deceive themselves into thinking that they are at peace and in communion with God. But this passage is a word of encouragement to those who have been delivered from a lifestyle of sin and into a lifestyle in accord with the principles of godly living set forth in the Holy Bible. A number of sin patterns are mentioned here, and it is the pattern of sin being indulged which indicates an unrighteous standing before God. The doctrines of sin, repentance, and judgment are too often avoided in so-called Christian circles. On television, radio, and in our theological liberal seminaries and churches, one can find teachers and preachers who, knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them. That was a quote from Romans chapter 1 and verse 32 in the Holy Bible. But we believe the scriptures because God inspired them. Whether they suit our fancies, seem fair to us, or go against the culture is irrelevant. Everything in the book is authoritative and profitable to us in matters of Christian faith and practice. All men and women who have relied upon the Lord Jesus have been delivered from the power and normative practice of sinful lifestyles like these by the Spirit of God. The Christian has been freed from guilt and shame by the blood of the cross, with the results that continue forever. Amazing grace. Christian friend, the temptations may come, and I would that you would have the victory over all of them. But if you fall, do not descend back into a former sin pattern. Rather, get on your knees and receive God's promised forgiveness to all repentant confessors. If you are in a sin pattern or lifestyle, pray for deliverance and a spiritual washing today, and God will be glad to hear from you. He will surely cleanse your spirit, save your soul, and set you free from the shame of sin. You will be justified in His name and set apart for God's service.